Since arriving in the U.S. over 2 years ago, Asian soybean rust has done little damage to crops in the Delta and virtually no damage to soybeans planted in the central and upper Midwest. ASR first arrived in the U.S. in November of 2004. The Economic Research Service says whether or not it does damage in the future is dependent on a wide range of factors, including timing, location, spread, severity, and how producers respond to rust outbreaks. Glenn Hartman is a plant pathologist for USDA, and he joins us now to discuss soybean rust potential for 2007. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. Good afternoon.
Nationally speaking, soybean rust has pretty much been a non-event the last 2 years.
Absolutely, and that's very fortunate for us.
But you're suggesting producers should not be lulled to sleep.
No, we don't really have a long history with rust. As you mentioned, it first came in 2004, and it may take quite a few years before we really understand how potentially this could be devastating to our crop.
How has the weather played out down south, and what is the implications?
Well, you have to understand a little bit about the biology and the overwintering capacity of this fungus. It needs a living host to overwinter, and of course, our temperate climate means that we don't have any soybeans around that are living in the fields. But there is another plant called kudzu, an invasive weed that stays green in parts of the Gulf Coast states.
And the implications of that is?
Well, the implications really are that's where the fungus is going to overwinter. And as it overseasons on that particular host and the range that it overseasons, in other words, from Texas to Florida, where this host occurs, it can cause a buildup of spores, or what we call inoculum, that can be blowing south either early in the spring or middle of the summer.
And essentially, since January, or even earlier, it's been relatively mild down in southern states. Don't think there's been a hard freeze. And so the implications are that we're seeing Asian soybean rust spores appear on more kudzu earlier than in previous years?
Well, the whole winter hasn't played out yet, Dave, but it's certainly likely that what we know now, it is in more counties and in more kudzu sites than it was in the previous 2 years, indicating that it has spread. And it really just depends on how far some of these north blasts go down south and whether they'll freeze the kudzu out or not.
It's been pretty wet down there. That's probably supportive of Asian soybean rust as well, I would think.
Yeah, the moisture is important. Right now we're reporting 5 counties in Florida, 5 counties in Georgia, and 5 counties in Mississippi, all with positive sightings of rust on kudzu.
Do researchers still believe that Asian soybean rust will march up the Mississippi Valley, and sort of step, and not skip very large geographical regions?
It's conceivable that it could occur either way, but it's really based on how many spores are produced. In other words, the greater the spore numbers, the more likelihood it is that it could be marching further north. And that really is just dependent on weather. Last year, as you know, we had 8 counties in Illinois and southern Illinois that became positive with rust, all on late-planted soybeans of no economic loss at all to the soybeans. But if that were 2 months earlier, that would have been a different story.
So if I'm a producer here in Illinois, what states do I need to keep an eye on, generally speaking, and where do I keep an eye on them, generally speaking?
Well, I think what you want to do, if you're a grower here, is to make sure you're plugged into websites that have the map of the soybean rust and where it is occurring, and just keep in touch with, that particular map, because that'll tell you if it's just staying in the southern states or if it actually is moving up through Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and so forth. And it'll be, depending on the season. If it's September and you're near harvest, it's going to be of no consequence.
And where do I find these maps on the web?
Well, the best site really is this www.sbrusa.net. And that is the official USDA site that keeps the map of where soybean rust occurs.
What research is going on about applications of fungicides at the moment?
There's been quite a few different projects going on with application of fungicides, everything from looking at different spray tips, different pressures, different speeds of application, different fungicides, for example. Some of the research has been done in different countries because they've had rust longer, for example, in Brazil and also in some of the African countries.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate you joining us.
Okay, Dave, thank you.
That's USDA plant pathologist Glenn Hartman.